Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Bombers attack on Russia.
Why did the fate of the world hang on a Coca-Cola machine?
Why did Dr. Strangelove want 10 women for each man?
Where was the Red Premier when the hotline rang?
Why did U.S. paratroopers invade their own base?
And what was the Doomsday Machine?
Hey, what'll ease all this, baby?
Doctor... Strangelove.
Or, how I learned to stop worrying and...
love the bomb.
Starring
Peter Sellers,
George C. Scott,
Sterling Hayden,
and
Gene and Wynn.
Dr. Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and
love the bomb.
A Stanley Kubrick production from Columbia Pictures.
A moving picture.
How do you ask for a date? What about this?
Ian? Well, how about a date?
Well, really? No thanks, Woody.
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Ian? This is Woody. Well, I have a ticket for the High Team Carnival Saturday, and... well, would you like to go?
Well, of all the nerve!
Well, is there another way?
Hi, Ann. What you doing Saturday night?
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Why, yes, Woody. I'll have to talk to my folks about it. But I think I can go. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, shall I pick you up about... 8 o'clock?
That's fine, Woody. 8 o'clock Saturday. I think it'll be all right, but I'll let you know for sure. Goodbye. A date with Woody. Saturday.
I can't see any clam.
Oh, oh! He's got me! He's got me! Oh, oh, oh! Oh! He's got me! He's got me! Let go! Ah! Rainbow!
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme. The Possum Hour theme.
Meet Kathy, who lives most everywhere. From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins, identical cousins all the way. One pair of matching bookends, different as night and day.
Where Kathy adores a minuet,
the ballet roots and crepe Suzette.
Our Patty loves her rock and roll, the hot dog makes her lose control. What a wild duet. Still they're cousins, identical cousins, and you'll find they laugh alike, they walk alike, it's time they even talk alike. You can lose your mind when cousins are two of a kind.
Patty Duke Show is brought to you by Nabisco, makers of quality cookies, crackers, cereals, and so many other good things to eat. Nabisco.
A hot dog makes her lose control, ladies and gentlemen. I need a gal like Patty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of rotary engine chopsticks and microwavable underpants. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode was provided in part by CISPA, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. You're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Tonight, it's Possum Hour, Dead or Alive. And I was going to make up something that it's about, but I just came up with that title out of my butt. So there you have it. Truth in Radio. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9, it's Clobbering Time with your host, N.J. Grimm. Now, Tuesdays, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the open geek talk. But you're going to be talking about Star Trek tomorrow. And Thursday, I'll tell you what the theme of the show is, but then I'd have to kill you. Friday at 10, don't miss the worst of Possum Hour. This week, an all-time classic. Call your folks and wake the kids. It's Possum Hour Explode-A-Rama. Possum Hour Explode-A-Rama. You don't want to miss that. On Saturday nights, it's always a party at Daddy G's. But before that, join us here at 8 on the Grenache Network for the Dirty Sons of Pitches, a new show featuring one or more of my offspring and their kooky friends. They pitch bizarre ideas for new movies, but mostly try to be as disgustingly vulgar as they possibly can. And they succeed. Fun for the whole family. And check out Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour on the YouTube. And check out the Big Brain on Brad. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight, so let's get to it. The phone lines will be open in a few minutes. And, of course, you know the drill.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this public service announcement.
If fallout settles on your food, the food itself is not harmed, since radiation damages only living tissue. And you can easily decontaminate it using almost the same methods you use in everyday food preparation. Actually, even if you accidentally swallowed some fallout particles, it wouldn't kill you. The effects, if any, probably wouldn't show up for years. Still, since there is a possibility of long-term effects, such as shortened lifespan, cancer, or hereditary damage, it's wise to remove the radioactive particles by simply washing, wiping, or peeling.
Ah, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Yeah, this here is Carl.
Oh, hey, Carl. Happy belated birthday, dude.
Thank you, I reckon. I'd also like to thank you for the thoughtful gift.
Oh, cool. You got it.
Yes, sir. I did. I got this here card, and it said I had a subscription to the Biscuit of the Month Club.
Yeah.
For each month, a different exotic and delicious biscuit will arrive by mail. Each complete with its own special container of a custom gravy. I can't wait. Something I've always wanted, actually. I like biscuits and gravy. I just hope the world don't come to an end until I've received all 12.
Oh, I know what you mean, man.
You know, some folks call it the end of times. I call it the end of the world.
Yep.
Say, I got me this here end of the world joke, if you want to hear it.
Oh, hey, man, lay it on us. Yeah, lay it on us, man.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
know when the lights are down low. Grab your baby then go. Do the huckleball, do the huckleball. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement on your Zachary Elliott. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hustle fuck.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Larry!
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck you, Gumby.
Hello, Commodore.
Oh, good evening, sir.
I love that Hucklebuck.
Stall for time. Oh. I was hoping the lovely Reverend Wendy would show up. I haven't heard anything, so I hope everything's all right. But I know she was having some communication difficulties. So.
You see that picture of her at that wedding or whatever?
Oh, my God.
Forget
about it.
Oh, wuggle blue.
To you know, like butter.
Yeah, butter. Yeah.
Like butter. I still got that one. I got Bab saying that somewhere here. I got to clean this son of a bitch out. Holy cow. Man, look at all this shit. I don't have that, but...
The two beds have to put up with all this.
Oh, no, they just hit one button. They're cool. Here we go. This is as close as I can get.
What the fucker?
Oh, yeah. That's as close as I could get to Babs. Where are we? And on that note...
Here's an amazing act.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow.
Good Times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Good times.
Malt liquor, damn!
Malt liquor, man!
Good times.
There he is. Good times.
Hello, Bob.
What's going on,
fellas? Not a whole lot. We're missing the dame tonight here, so.
We ain't got no tomato?
No tomato. Not yet.
Tomato.
I don't know. It's the evening
ain't
over.
Hang on. Hang on.
We're going to lose Monty.
Oh, no.
Hey, but you know who's holding on the line there? I think he's just listening, but we're going to have to recruit him.
Oh.
The ever-interesting Mint Man, so.
Mint Man.
I'm thinking maybe a a Patty Duke anecdote or something?
Oh, he's got some kind of crazy story to tell.
Yeah, so that we got that. You know, we got a whole bunch of possum. Plus, tonight is Willie Nelson's birthday.
Ooh, fire up. What, 420 again?
He missed it by 10 days. He was out getting high.
You go.
So, all right. We got a little Willie and Snoop Dogg later on. I'm saving that in case the Rev shows.
Are you?
But,
She'll
like that one. But we do have a word from our sponsor to start off the show. So here we go.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
And there you have it. Contact them now. Maybe but write that down. Contact them after the show.
Contact what?
They'll be there. They'll be there. The Doobie guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just call NORML.
Call it. Yell it. Just go out in the yard. Yell it out. NORML. Get the fuck over here. Should we check in with Mintman, our roving reporter?
Let's see what the Mintman's up
to. All right, we'll get the applause ready for the Mintman. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined here by our roving reporter, Mintman. Hey, Mintman!
Good evening to everyone out there in Possum Land.
Hello, Minty.
I haven't been on the computer much today, so I don't know what the theme is tonight.
It really is. It's Willie Nelson's birthday.
Okay.
And we played the Patty Duke theme for no reason. I just like that one.
Okay.
Willie Nelson makes her lose control.
Has his own brand of barbecue sauce, and I think he uses whiskey or something. I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, sweet. Probably bourbon or something like that, yeah. He has some.
It's also Kirsten Dunst's birthday today. Spider-Man.
Kirsten and her Dunst, child actress that she matured. What do you know?
Yeah, I like her movie Dick about Nixon. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes, that was a good one.
That's a hilarious movie. The problem is, this is what Mad Magazine noticed. It was a difficult movie to market because, you know, they had Kirsten Dunst and Michelle Williams, so, you know, they're going for the, you know, the teen market, Dawson's Creek fans and all that. On the other hand, those people didn't get all the Nixon jokes.
Right.
But I did. And if you know the Nixon, enough about Watergate, it's a hilarious movie. Like the part where, the girls get a job walking dogs for Nixon, and one of them decides to stay behind and she picks up a tape recorder and talks about how, Nixon, I'm in love with you, and blah, blah, blah. And then the other girl comes back and says, you've been talking every quarter for 18 and a half minutes.
But,
and then Nixon finds the tape and he goes, I got to erase this. And they're going to think I'm molesting teenage girls.
Which explains it all, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's kind of kind of thing with chicks.
Yeah.
Two chicks.
Yeah. Maybe.
And no chocolates. No chocolates. Well,
we were hoping you have something on Patty Duke.
Yes, anything on Patty Duke?
I'm a huge fan of hers, but I never met her. She's not a celebrity that I've encountered yet.
But I like Kathy Lane. Kathy Lane. Boy, I like her.
But hot dog makes Patty lose control.
The wild one. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that.
All right. Well, speaking of losing control, you want to blow up Babs?
There you go.
Yes.
All right. We'll blow up Babs. Here we go. Go.
Please forgive this platitude.
Oh, Bob, say it!
But I like your attitude.
I called her a bitch right in front of her tits.
You
complaining. Somebody's roasting a ham.
Ow! It's me!
Honey, I'm so keen on you. I could come to lean on you.
What's all the damn noise?
On a round bay.
So much fucking take a shit!
Kiwi.
I always think of W.C. Fields with the kumquats.
Bananas and bones, is that the naughty bits for the evening?
That might be naughty. That could be interpreted as naughty, I think. Absolutely so. Absolutely.
Roseanne's getting all hot and bothered in the lounge.
Who is?
Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan.
He was all excited over that song.
Oh, darn. Yeah, I wonder what happened to Wendy. Oh, well. What are you going to do? You can't have everything all the time. Midnight Star.
There you go.
Do, 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 do. Okay, let me see what we got here. Oh, yeah. Everybody be on the lookout for whether or not your state or your, you know, your representative, Washington, has voted for the CISPA bill or not. Because that passed the House. So if your guy voted for it, vote him out. Get him out.
Eventually he's going to get in no matter what.
I know. We're going to keep pressing, keep pressing.
Yeah.
But, speaking of which, I think I let you guys know I registered Republican for the first time in forever.
Huh?
Vote so I could vote for Ron Paul. And son of a bitch.
Move.
I get most of the phone calls now from this Huckleberry guy and that's where the Hucklebuck's coming from. And then the damn people are gonna break in my house and assault me, so I need to buy some protection. I don't know, you know. I guess. I don't know. But it's a better idea just not to vote at all. It's fixed anyway. It's fixed anyway.
Right.
Let's give some credit where credit is due here tonight. And give this nice looking chat room a tip of the hat.
It's an idea.
Acid Rock Radio has left the building. We have Alicia Morrison. Welcome back, darling. We haven't seen you in a while. The ever irrepressible Bob Forsyth. Boston Tim, our old pal. Chris Lampert, you knucklehead. C.W. Briggs. Dr. Cake wouldn't be a possum hour without Dr.
Drew.
GT, it's barely a possum hour now. But Dr. Cake, it is a possum hour. GT Trenton, guest 10043, with a little snoozy. I hope you're a friend, not a foe. Possum Posse, Professor R.J. Gumby. Starzan. Oh, yeah, we used to have Danny T in there, too. Makes me wonder. Sex F.A. Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour.
Oh, yeah.
And there you have it. The Possum Lounge. Okay. Oh, you know what?
We didn't say anything to offend Acid, did we?
No, he's got a new gig. He's like, oh, sorry, leave your show and stuff, but he's got a thing doing karaoke. Can you imagine? Honest to God, he's going karaoke with these broads, and they're crazy, and they love him. And I'm like, dude, fuck Possum Hour, you know.
Yeah, plug something else, too, if you get a chance.
So, the Possum Lounge is safe for the ladies now, you know. Now relax. Acid Rock.
Don't breathe easily, though.
Yeah.
The collective sigh coming from the lounge.
I do have a naughty bit, but it's kind of an oldie, and we played like two really oldies, so I'm gonna opt for this. Hello?
Oh, once is the most malt and liquor. What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Make me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly up here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it.
Beer.
I could really use a beer.
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 Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer. Beer.
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends.
Drink till your fat stomach distends.
Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you.
We like to drink till we spew.
Who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that.
As we sing one more.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Make me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I can kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly up to here.
Beer.
Golly, I adore it.
Beer.
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Feed it to me.
Beer.
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
You broke my heart, because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to show you I can really shake them down.
Why do you love me?
With its own applause. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you
kick
it?
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Wigger man.
I like how the
karaoke came right along with it.
I like it's not my birthday. What's he playing my favorite song for?
Oh, man. See, there it is again, Hucklebuck. That fucking guy, man. He's just taking over my life.
He watching you.
What happens if you register communist? Do, like, you get calls from, like, Joe Stalin? You know, and shit. What the fuck, man? Leave me alone, Republicans. I don't hear it. Then you'll get to the point where they start talking like really fast, like they give you a disclaimer right off the bat. You know, and then you go, get the fuck out of here. You can't hang it up fast enough. You know? You can't even, there's not even a gesture you can make with the phone that is good enough, you know, to blow these people off.
By answering the phone, you disclaim yourself to give them money or something. That's what they're doing.
Well, and they have tricky phone numbers that I go, oh, that could be a client, you know, and then it's fucking Huckleberry Home again. The fucking guy.
Governor Huckleberry.
He's one of them real fat guys, isn't he, too? I bet you has that little, crotch, you know, crease smell, you know, that greasy cheese, crotch cheese.
Well, he built he got childbearing hips or something weird.
Giving birth to Quato. Dr. Gloom has, the gloomy one. Gotta love him, man. Oh, you want to, Cake's asking for gospel.
Oh, yeah.
I do have some gospel. But, let me do the gospel now. What the hell? Everything's up in the air tonight. It's a crapshoot tonight. Right?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Where is it? Here we go. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Willie's birthday. There you go.
I saw the light.
Is that like the church you go to? Boltman.
What?
Is that like the church you go to?
Oh, yeah. I still go to his church. I tell you what.
Heck, man, you just walk by Willie's church, you get a contact high. Shoot.
You don't go on a tour bus, you get arrested.
That's the great and the big fatty, man. Heck yeah. All right, well, here we go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The other guy, not my son, but the other guy on that show we had Saturday.
Boxman.
Boxman, 30 Sons of Pitches. When he heard the 3 minutes You'll Never Get Back for the first time, he told my son, your father's show is like if Andy Kaufman were alive and had his own Blog Talk radio show.
Oh,
I took that as a high compliment. And I do believe that opinion was based primarily on the segment ahead of us. Now, 3 minutes, you'll never get back. But tonight, well, actually, tonight is a classic 3 minutes. It's not completely unmelodic, but I can almost guarantee no one will like it. Up for it, man. He's in the bathroom. He's one of the smart ones.
I love these intros.
But as for the rest of
this, I thought this was the 3 minutes.
Well, it's a little shy tonight, so I thought I'd pad, you know. So, no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes, classic style. You'll never get back. Seconds, right? You thought it was 3, but it was 2:41.
I thought it was beautiful.
George W. Husak, the legendary, the man, the myth, the music, the memories, right here on Plus Power.
It
could have used more Shemp. Could have used more Shemp.
Probably.
I gotta agree with that.
The chicken's learning enough.
That's like an old man. I found that in a file I was just nosing around for stuff, you know. That's from like the old show before the Dumont Network, you know, when we were just cave paintings.
Yeah. You find that in the old Commodore 64?
Yeah, exactly, man. I hit down, you know, I hit the wrong button, and there it goes. But, yeah, thank you very much for that. God knows where I got that, but there you have it. Oh, I heard something, Wendy. She didn't show up, but she had a suggestion that, it was her opinion that we had to redeem Roy Orbison tonight. Because last week, you know, there was this talk that he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, who said that?
Well, it was in the lyrics sheet.
Huh?
Remember it said Pretty Woman,
oh,
One
that's
Hit
right.
Wonder.
Yeah,
the
that's
bastards.
Right.
Yeah. The little bastards. So you were no one hit wonder.
No.
I have the proof.
Anyway, so I guess
that's...
Oh, there you go.
Oh, mercy. Where?
Where the fuck is that? I'm way late, man, but...
I always liked Roy Orbison's Penny Arcade. That's a good song.
Penny Arcade?
Yeah.
I don't
is that his?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a good recording of it, if it isn't.
Yeah, I went to National Record Mart yesterday and bought his greatest hits, and...
with a 45?
Yeah! And that wasn't on there.
Time tonight.
Oh, Mint Man, you're here.
Oh, Mint.
Good Mint. I was hoping you'd show back up because we got the end of the world coming up here, man. We'll get your thoughts on.
Yeah, we'd like to have your take on it.
Yeah, get the Mint Man's take on the end of the world. Let me get all my props ready for this bit.
Bring on the doom, Commodore. Bring
all
on
right,
the doom.
Well, you know, Carl, of course, is hoping to hold off for a little bit so he can get all his biscuits. You know, and the gravy.
Horrible.
Siskel and Ebert showed up. All right.
That doesn't make any sense because it disrupts my sleep.
Mint Man.
Tempo.
Take care of business. He's really Tourette's guy when he's at home. All right.
Next week, though.
Here we go. The end of the world.
Get ready for the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Possible's countdown. The end of the world. As you probably already have been told, the ancient Mayan calendar runs out at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on December 21st, 2012. That's this year, ladies and gentlemen. James. Each week brings us that much closer to possible ever again to perhaps spiritual renewal, or even more likely to be just another Friday. So join us as we count down to the end of the world! 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 Yeah. Hey man, what if the shit comes down, right? And TSA agents are put in charge, man. You know, like that hairy fat loser down the street that didn't graduate high school and never fucking read a book.
And probably got child porn on his computer too.
He's never been caught though because he has a clean record. Or at least his record has been cleaned up. Yeah, he'll be your block watchman.
Must that be groped in purgatory as well? Come on now.
Hey, and Ma Liquor Man, don't wear hoodies, dude. Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Hoodies.
I love me a hoodie. They fit so
close. I don't mean to interrupt the end of the world, but we've been joined by Sweet Apple Cheeks Alice. Welcome to the Possum Lounge. Welcome
Sweet
to the end world. Anybody else out there? The restaurant. Oh, the restaurant at the end of the universe. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to help us out. What do you tip in a situation like that, end of the world? You know? I don't know. 15 or do you go full 25?
Fuck it.
You tell them, you tell them, don't sniff your anus. And then you leave.
I'd throw them a double saw buck and say, keep the change, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, big time, you know.
Work anywhere.
Hot shot like that. All right.
Carola.
Well, I don't know. I have the feeling like if some shit does come down, man, like everybody's not going to croak. And then, those of us that are left are just going to have it. we're going to get calls from Huckleberry every night. And he's going to tell us that people are going to break in our house. And we better buy some insurance before it's too late.
Maybe he's calling to warn you about me.
I'll have to not hang up on him next time and find out what the fuck he is calling me.
Record it and let's hear it. We can make fun of
it. Record it.
That'd be a hoot. This is Mike Hucklebuckle. I'm feeling the Hucklebuck.
I'm a former governor. My name's Hucklebuck. What the fuck is up?
That could be a commercial. Right there, man.
Have one of the Hucklebuck songs by your phone and play it as you talk about.
Hey, Ralphie boy, Hucklebuck's always been good to me.
You gotta waddle like a duck. Waddle like a duck.
You gotta waddle like a duck. Man, that show, how old is that fucking thing? Like 60 years old now.
Yes.
And it still fucking kills me, man.
Oh, it's great.
The Honeymooners is eternally funny till, well, at least till December 21st at 6 a.m. Eastern time.
Shit.
End of times.
So. Hey, Penguin.
But, speaking of which, here we go. Countdown to the end of the world.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about a night. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
The website you found that on, where the joint burns out as the song goes on.
Yeah, and then they took the song down like a day later. It was weird. I couldn't find it for days until somebody put it on YouTube. Ah. All right, Willie, I'll send you a roach. How's that?
How old are we now, man? Are we getting close to rolling him up, smoking him?
He got to be 70s, dude.
He's got a ways to go.
He got to be up there. He got to be soon.
Oh, man. No, he's well-preserved, man.
Yeah.
Let's see, he was born 1933. What's that make him there?
Really old.
That would make him, what, 78?
79.
Yeah.
79, man. He's
He'll
still
go
going
on.
Strong, man.
Yeah, we'll go on and on.
Gotta love it, man.
Yeah.
And then I got him for the sing out tonight.
Oh, good.
Gonna do a little do Willie on the my favorite on the commode again. On
we
the commode to, again.
We have to sing this on the commode.
Yeah.
Take
the phone into the toilet.
There you go.
And do
the
acoustic.
That means I got to find that fuck.
Drop a huckle buck.
Yeah, the huckle buck, man. It's taunting. Haunting.
I need my huckle buck bucket.
I'm mixing these buckets now.
Man, huckle buck. How do we break the huckle buck spell? I know how. Fucking yodel will do it.
There you go.
Must break free from the huckle buck. Bye, Miss Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
The heart and soul. The heart and soul. This is, I think, a heartless. It's where heartless fiends tonight, man.
We need a female sing out. I'm looking at you, Kate.
We got a little bit of soul. We got multi here. We got a little bit of soul.
All right, right, yeah.
But we got no heart. Well, maybe. Nah, Mint Man, he's evil, like us. Well, do a yodel, though.
Oh, yodels.
Yodel, my baby.
Yodel! Incomparable K. Brewer.
Now here's a song of a man you get. I'll drive your blues right to love my way. The name of my song, it ain't very long. It's on my boogie woogie woodie doo 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 doo. Now if you're ever feeling blue, melancholy too, just listen close to me and I'll tell you what to do. It's not very short and it ain't very long. It's on my boogie woogie woodie doo 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 doo
It's not very short, and it ain't very long. It's called my boogie woogie 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 low 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 low. I went to see my fella just the other day. He said, "Now, but here, hey, you're on in my way." I asked him kindly what was wrong. He said, "It's your boogie woogie 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 low 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 low."
Today is there are no bones in bananas.
There's no bones in bananas. Oh, and
goodness,
Roy Orbison was not a one-hit wonder.
Go.
So how many songs are on that greatest hits album you bought?
11? Well,
that ain't so bad. How many did you recognize?
4. Well, no, but there's a bunch I would not play here because they're... He was known for those crooning, those really slow, you know, warbling crooning.
Did he do that song, Crying?
Crying, yeah. That's one of his.
In Dreams.
In Dreams
is a good one.
That's a good one, but, you know, it's not possum, man. And Only the Lonely. You got it. That was a big hit. It is like, and then he died. Had
yep.
a big hit, and he keeled.
Tragic life. His whole family was like that.
Yeah, his son. He lost both his older sons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two wives, I think, didn't he?
Two wives?
One wife.
Lucky guy. Well, some of us are blessed.
He's in an alimony.
Yes, sirree. And you know what else it is today? What is it? Internet. What the fuck is it? International Jazz? International Jazz Day.
Yep.
So we're gonna play old school here. Don't everybody run for the exits. This is very possumy. Dead head gang. Jazz like the jazz guys play.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Play it. Boy, more dead air tonight than you can shake a stick at. There they go.
Thank you. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts.
Not working or something?
Maybe that's it. They got knocked out in the storm.
It's burning out.
I don't know.
Hey, what are you going to do? It came with an owner, boys.
Hey, Matt Bad Bear has joined us.
Hey, hey.
In the Possum Lounge. Welcome, Matt Bad Bear.
Love Bad Bear.
Yeah, we've had a lot of dead air tonight, man. Well, a lot of it's the switchboard's very touchy tonight, very sluggish. The click there. So we got a couple minutes. Shall we redeem Roy Orbison one more time?
Oh, yeah. All for that.
Roy!
Back, don't cut it off, whatever you do. I need it to run my fingers through, cause you're my baby, you're my sugar. Don't mean maybe, you're my baby. Got me a dollar that I saved it up for a rainy day. Everybody's calling for bills to do. If they don't catch me, I'll spend it on you, cause you're my baby, you're my sugar. Don't mean maybe, you're my baby. Got six strings and a pick to make them ring. There's a string, got a note or two that I'm gonna use to serenade you. Cause you're my baby, you're my sugar. Don't mean maybe, you're my baby. Had me a gal, she said she's mine, but she run around on me all the time. Now she's gone and I'm glad we're through, cause I'm plumb flipped over you. And you're my baby, you're my sugar. Don't mean maybe, you're my baby.
she can be. Well, got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think it's almost mean to me. She got a ruby lips, she got shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal deal. But I got a woman mean as she can be. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good. Yeah, I got a woman, mean as she can be. Sometimes I think it's almost mean to me.
I can't wait to get out. After dark, after dark, after dark.
Hey, Wendy.
No, my beer, please. Give me hold on. I've been faking. All right.
You come back on the hookah bottle?
I'm good. It's a crack, man.
Oh,
I'm totally sick.
Oh.
I know.
I didn't know you were sick.
I was sick last week, too. I'm not getting better.
Oh.
And I hate
wild
doctors.
Life. It's a wild life you live. Yeah.
I hate doctors.
You need Dr. Malt to come over. Take care. I got some medicine. You won't wake up for a week.
There you go.
I just woke up.
Oh, you poor thing.
Sorry.
That's okay. I took care of things. I believe we did redeem Roy Orbison tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Okay,
no
and
I'll... You got to fill me in a little.
Well, we just proved that he was more than a one-hit wonder and that he rocked kicks all ass.
Three times by my count.
Yeah. We can do one more.
There's one more looking around somewhere.
I got one more. And what else?
I'm so sorry, you guys.
You're what?
I'm so sorry I didn't call or...
Oh, no, that's okay.
I thought I was going to call in. All
right. We missed you.
Yeah.
Good.
We missed you big time.
It wasn't possible.
But now it's like, cool. Like, the whole show is like, you've redeemed the Possum Hour.
That's it. This is it, part two.
So anyway, we had Willie's birthday, and I played that song that you couldn't hear when the link wouldn't work.
Why?
And so you want to hear it? I'll play it again.
I tried so hard to hear it. Heck yeah.
All right, unprecedented.
Oh, it's his birthday, too, isn't it?
Today's his birthday. Well, yeah, for the next 25 minutes. The unprecedented, the Possum Hour, twice in one show. Willie and Snoop and Kris Kristofferson.
That's
right. Just for Wendy.
Up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look up in the eyes. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eyes when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
All my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing. That'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the
flame for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. And roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
I was thinking, if we were to do a death pool on those three guys, I think it would be enormous. We all pick Snoop Dogg, the youngest one of the three.
What, to be, to have the most
first one dead?
This? Oh, the first one
dead? Out of William, Chris Christopherson.
Well, there are
Snoop
inherent
Dogg.
Risks with being
Snoop.
Snoop
will be, yeah.
You know.
He's, what, 30 years younger than those two?
Oh, easy. It's cool to see them singing together, you know.
Yeah, it is good.
I like it. I like it. It's the crossing of the genres and the generations and the...
time zones.
You know what I like about country music is, like, they all play each other's songs, and it's, like, cool, you know?
Yeah.
And they all mention each other. Like, they support the whole crowd, you know?
Yep. They are together.
And even my boy Hank 3, he does the best cover. I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. That was, I think, Chris Christopherson's song.
Yeah.
And he does it awesome. I mean, he does even better than him. You know, a lot of times when people do covers, they don't, you know?
Yeah. Well, Hank 3 is awesome.
Heartfelt. Nice. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
What else did we? What else did we? We did a little salute to the International Jazz Day.
Are you guys all occupying the Brooklyn Bridge tomorrow?
No. I mean.
RJ, did we spend any more money on your credit card for the end of the
world? End of world, yeah.
I'm applying for more.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Going crazy over here.
Do they still have Diners Club cards? Do you want them?
Yeah, I was going to make my will out, but then I couldn't figure out who the fuck to leave anything to. Everybody's going to be dead.
Me. I'm an orphan now.
But you'll be as dead as I am, man.
You know. Just write it out to the lizard people.
Oh, yes, keep everything to the lizard people. No, I don't want them to get a damn thing. I'm going to leave all my shit to Carl.
Carl,
really? Carl will live through that shit.
Carl.
Yeah, he'll survive.
He traded all in for it.
That's right.
$10 a tater takes you a long way.
That's it.
Oh, man. I hope we don't degenerate into a, you know, kind of fucking future world next year, you know, like... Mad Max or some shit. I really don't have the energy for that shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know, I'm like fanatical about recycling, and every once in a while I think of Mad Max, and I have to because, you know, I raise worms and all the other stuff, how I'm an Earth mother. And then I think, well, God, if it's Mad Max, maybe someone would want a water bottle in the garbage because they might need it for, like, carry stuff or put water in.
Well, that's
I put stuff in water bottles,
like,
but you
know,
want to
people get
it.
Fanatical right. About recycling, and it's like, well, maybe it would be a treasure if you go through a garbage dump and find something cool.
The bullshit.
Yeah, or that's just my conscience talking to me.
Some of the Wicker Man everyday life there.
Yeah, that's it. Ain't nothing new to me. I gotta fight your chance out if that happens. y'all in my world.
Sure, you should write your will out to Malt Liquor Man. He'll survive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Cockroaches usually do.
Nah.
Oh, not that.
He's such a traitor.
That's low.
Kidding.
What do we got here?
I'm all Benadryl'd up.
Oh, that's the Benadryl talking.
Yes.
All right. One more Hucklebuck.
Hucklebuck. Oh, Reverend Mr. Hucklebuck.
Yeah, we did a whole thing, too. Yeah.
Loads of Hucklebuck.
Oh, but on the bright side, you missed the 3 minutes. There you go.
The bananas have their bones.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to do something.
It better not have been my 3 minutes.
Dang. Well,
no one acted like Black Sabbath, did they?
I'll save this for next week. I'll save this for next
week. We're going to send it down on a Roy, right?
Never mind. Oh, yeah, we got a Roy. You want to hear some Roy?
Yeah, Roy number 4.
Yeah.
Roy!
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby dooby. I just gotta be near ooby dooby. 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 Dooby dooby. Water, water, water. But you wiggle to the left, you wiggle to the right. You do the ooby dooby, I follow you, my head. Ooby dooby.
John Lennon's neighbor.
Yeah, I did not know that.
She was on TV today, and she's redoing some stuff, and she said that she's what is now in her computer room, and she would hear John Lennon jam, and she didn't, that they were friends, and she doesn't use that term lightly, because, you know, they lived in the same building and talked about, you know, the whole assassination and everything. I'm like, no way. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Actually, she looks pretty good, too. I've been watching a lot of TV because I've been freaking sick and have no internet, so.
Oh, poor baby. My first wife hated that song, Killing Me Softly, with his song.
Oh, right.
She hated that, and I was like, why? It's a pretty song. Why do you hate that? And she's like,
it actually is a pretty song.
How do you kill somebody with a song? It's stupid. I was like, okay. She didn't get it. She didn't get it. But anyway, do you know
what
that song
is? Isn't it like a biblical aspect of that song, though?
You know what the song? No, what? You know what the song's written about?
I know.
Do you know?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Well, yeah, you should.
You must have the same.
Don
the same. Yeah, you must have the same bathroom reader that I do.
You most surely do.
The Don Henley. Don McLean. Don McLean, American Pie.
Right.
The guy who wrote the song saw him perform that live and like wrote that song about American Pie.
Oh.
Killing Me Softly with his song. He dug the song and wrote a song about the song. Song about a song. I got a song about a song.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah. Little known fact of little interest. Thank you very much.
Which I was so spiritual, I just assimilated it was it had something to do with the Bible.
Yeah, well, no.
You know, it's gospel in nature.
No.
We invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
Thank you very much.
All right.
For shopping with my team.
Indeed. Well,
I missed you guys.
We missed you big time. I mean, it's like
oh yeah,
doing the same. You know, trying to do the same, go through the motions, but it's not the same without the Wendy.
Yeah.
I swear,
just from the emotional thing
and traveling all that time in all those different hotel rooms, that my immune system got. I just cannot.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If
well,
I'm not
just,
there
just,
by Thursday, I'm going to have to, like, grin and bear it and, like, get my blood pressure taken and off and go. Usually I can, like, do my voodoo witch stuff and get better, but, man, I just ain't.
Well, time will do that.
It's supposed to get warm here. That's the other thing. I went from 90 to 60 to 80 to 50 and supposed to be like rainy and in the 80s for the next couple of days, and today was 40.
Man,
I look forward
nice
to that.
Here. In the 70s
getting
here.
Nice and warm. Yeah, I need to get warm. I'm still tan. I look hot. I guess that's important, huh? When you're dying.
That picture. I love that picture.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend posted,
oh.
Yeah.
She
said I have a twinkle in my eye.
You did in that picture. It was your eyes that were the most compelling part. Real twinkle.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know it was black and white. I would have put more green makeup on. Isn't that what they used to do in the vampire movie days in black and white?
Yeah. Herman Munster was green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change up all green.
You look great.
All natural.
Yeah. But you know, and it is better to look good than to feel good.
Isn't it? That's what it's all about, how you look. In today's day and age, it fucking seems that way. I've been watching so much TV, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I actually watched Ice Loves Coco today.
Ooh.
We can do Ice Tea Loves Coco.
Oh, man.
We can have a whole
brutal
show on that.
You have about 5,000 channels on your TV set. That's a nice thing.
Man, I tell you what, my one TV that I watch it only on, I keep it on the MeTV because I'm an old man. They show me the shows that I like. And commercials for, death benefits. I should call Alex Trebek right away. And reverse mortgages. And the hover round. I'm thinking of get one of those.
Yeah.
Just for downstairs. You know?
Well, my young son, his name is Jake, and I've been watching so much TV, and I haven't been feeling good, and every minute he's asking me a question, and I'm like, what, Jake from State Farm? He's like, I'm wearing khakis. And I'm like, and then we just go through the whole thing. And he goes, I go, well, she sounds hideous. And then he goes, well, that's because she's a guy. But that's what I call my son now, Jake from State Farm.
Nice.
That commercial's on constantly.
Hey, did you know that that Acid was singing karaoke on Monday nights now?
I did hear that there was a couple of debuts. I haven't seen the footage.
He and Sheldon. A duet.
No way.
It should happen. It needs to happen.
What was he singing?
Who knows? Probably some like Deutschland, Deutschland, Uber Robin, Uber.
You know, to be fair, it's because he's meeting real people instead of hanging out with us.
I know, and it's cool, man. I said, dude, fuck Blossom Hour, man. Go for it. He says there's babes there and everything. Like,
I know, you might
off,
even
man.
Get laid.
Woo! Ugh, imagine that. One of our circle getting laid.
I know, someone's got to at some point.
Someone's got to break the chain.
Valentine's Day, I'm like, we had a ton of people. I'm like, yeah, no one's getting laid tonight, obviously. There's like a ton of people in the chat box. I'm like, how sad is this?
Well, you know, at least there's somewhere to go. Everybody's welcome.
Exactly.
Everybody knows your name. And everybody knows
yeah.
your name. We need a Norm.
A Lonely Hearts Club band.
Yeah.
Norm. Everybody's a Norm in our chat room, you know?
Yeah, they're all Norms.
Everybody's a Norm. You walk in and they say your name. They love you. That's the beauty of it.
Worst I could be Cliff Clavin.
Hey, Cliff Clavin, eh? All righty. Well, we should probably wrap this up because it almost dared to kick us off anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn into a pumpkin.
Another couple minutes, they'll kick us out of here. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I'd really like to thank Reverend Wendy for making the effort.
Yeah.
In there. She got Jeff got in under their wire.
You sound from like you're from Columbus.
It was nice to hear from you, darling. We all love you and we missed you. I'd like to thank the lounge for showing up. The good group tonight. Wish to God nobody had invented this shit gelada. Budweiser gelato. We'll talk about it some other time, but I may just go throw up.
Oh,
first,
I have to tell you my recipe.
Save that for next week. Right.
I will.
On that note, good night, everybody. I'll play this out with
everyone.
Say good night, Wendy.
Good night.
Hey,
well,
Wendy. Good night. All right. There he is. Good night, everybody.
The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came walking by and lost in the sight. Were we sure was kissed by sea and mist? I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips. You love so tenderly.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.